Today we're going to chat about and celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. Again, it is the last feast in the calendar of the Lord's feasts that we await for the return of Christ. And this feast has traditionally been a very celebratory feast. It's a time of 8 days of 7 days of feasting and an eighth day of remembrance. And so much so that there are so many sacrifices, so much wine, so much, I guess you want to say, God's instituted a celebration party time. Because it is a celebration of the incoming of the harvest. The final ingathering of the harvest is also called the Feast of Ingathering. So people were very rejoiceful and very thankful. And how appropriate it would be that on the calendar events with the Lord, that it would land on the day that we celebrate Thanksgiving. How divinely appointed. But we find ourselves in the book of Leviticus this morning at chapter 23, the Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot. We're still looking at verse 33 through to verse 44. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, the festival of booths to the Lord begins on the 15th day of this seventh month, and continues for 7 days. There is to be a sacred assembly on the first day. You are not to do any daily work. You are to present a fire offering to the Lord for 7 days. On the eighth day, you are to hold a sacred assembly and present a fire offering to the Lord. It is a solemn gathering. You are not to do any daily work. These are the Lord's appointed times that you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies for presenting fire offerings to the Lord, burnt offerings and grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings, each on its designated day. These are in addition to the offerings for the Lord's Sabbath, your gifts, all your vow offerings, and all your freewill offerings that you give to the Lord. You are to celebrate the Lord's festival on the 15th day of the seventh month for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of the land. There will be complete rest on the first day and complete rest on the eighth day. On the first day, you are to take the product of majestic trees, palm fronds, boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You are to celebrate it as a festival to the Lord 7 days each year. This is a permanent statute for you throughout your generations. You must celebrate it in the seventh month. You are to live in booths for 7 days. All the native born of Israel must live in booths, so that your generations may know that I made the Israelites live in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your God." So Moses declared the Lord's appointed times to the Israelites. Jesus made two significant declarations in the scriptures recorded in John 7 and John 8. John 7, verse 37 to 39. On the last and most important day of the festival, guess which festival? The festival of Tabernacles. Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, he should come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as the scripture has said, will have streams of living water flow from deep within him." He said this about the Spirit. Those who believed in Jesus were going to receive the Spirit, for the Spirit had not yet been received, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus' statements are significant because they bring ritual into reality, the prophetic into the present, hope into hope fulfilled. The Jewish nation would gather together at the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Ingathering, or the Feast of Booths in Jerusalem to celebrate the finality of the harvest season. It was a riotous, joyful celebration commanded by the Lord God himself for 7 days plus an eighth day of Sabbath. For 7 days, people would make fire offerings of bulls, lambs, grains, waving fruit, palm trees, leafy trees, and willows, and drinking wine in merriment. Just so you know, 72 bulls, 17 rams, 105 male lambs, and 8 male goats would be offered to the Lord over the 8 days of feasting. Wow. Why so much, you may ask? Well, just how great is our God? Just how great are his works? Just how thankful are we for who he is, what he has done, and done for us? Just how thankful will we be when we are gathered together with him at the great and final feast, the final wedding banquet of the Lord? Many are invited, but few will accept. Few are chosen. Many believe that they have a viable excuse and appointments, but then just how great is their God that we supposedly worship? How great is our God to us? Because of our lack of faithfulness, many will not enter the kingdom of God. Many will enter before us rather than us. Just how thirsty are we for God? Just how desirous are we to see God? During the Feast of Tabernacles, the Lord instructed the Hebrews to live in booths or shelters during this time. This was instructed to be a reminder to the Hebrews of where they came from and what God did for them. When God brought Israel out of Egypt, they dwelt in shelters, Leviticus 23 tells us. Temporary dwellings, tents, and God provided for them. When Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years, they dwelt in shelters, booths, tents, and God provided for them, meeting all their needs. But the thing is, the people constantly rebelled in unbelief and disobedience towards God. So they wandered for 40 years in the wilderness before God brought them into the promised land. Why? Scripture tells us because their hearts did not belong to him. So God waited until their hearts did belong to him. And it took a couple of generations. Numbers 32, 10 to 13. So the Lord's anger burned that day, and he swore an oath, because they did not follow me completely, none of the men 20 years old or more who came up from Egypt will see the land I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. None except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, son of Nun, because they did follow the Lord completely. The Lord's anger burned against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years until the whole generation that had done what was evil in the Lord's sight was gone. Deuteronomy 8. 1-3. You must carefully follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and take possession of the land the Lord swore to your fathers. Remember that the Lord your God led you on the entire journey these 40 years in the wilderness, so that he might humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you by letting you go hungry. Then he gave you manna to eat, which you and your fathers had not known, so that you might learn that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Verses 4 to 10. Your clothing did not wear out, and your feet did not swell these 40 years. Keep in mind that the Lord your God has been disciplining you just as a man disciplines his son. So keep the commands of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams of water, springs, and deep water sources flowing in both valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley, vines, figs, and pomegranates. A land of olive oil and honey. A land where you will eat food without shortage, where you will lack nothing. A land whose rocks are iron and from whose hills you can mine copper. Where when you eat, you are full. You will praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Just how thankful are we for who God is, for what he has done for us, is doing, and will do. The Feast of Tabernacles was instituted by God to function as a reminder of how faithful God has been, how faithful he is, and how faithful he will be. Amen? It is a feast that promises and points to the faithfulness of God to meet our needs completely by bringing us to a state of rest and peace, not just while living in this world, but in the age to come, his kingdom. This is why the Israelites were to build shelters of loose and not permanent construction. They were to build them so that they could be easily taken down and moved, but also look through to the heavens. They would attach sticks, and the sticks would be above them, but you could see through the sticks so that they could see heaven. The shelters were a reminder that they were only pilgrims passing through this life to a greater kingdom, a far greater dwelling where rest would be with God himself, a permanent rest and dwelling place, a promise that Jesus makes to us today, to all of us that believe and follow him, and to all who would believe and follow him. John 14, verses 1 through 4. Your heart must not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If not, I would have told you. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may also be. You know the way to where I am going. Are we looking forward to our future inheritance in the kingdom with Jesus, through Jesus, and because of Jesus? He is the eternal tabernacle, our blessed hope. The world is not our home, but the one beyond it in the age to come is God's kingdom. Hebrews 11, 8 to 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and went out to a place he was going to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed as a foreigner in the land of promise, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, co-heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Amen. Through faith and by faith in Jesus Christ, we enter the final great wedding feast, the final place of ultimate peace and rest. But also we can have his peace and rest while living in this world through his promised Holy Spirit. The living water that Scripture talks about, that Jesus talks about, that Jesus promised. He promised to the Hebrews and he promised to every follower of Christ. John 7, 37 through 39. On the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and he cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, he should come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as the scripture has said, will have streams of living water flow from deep within him. What festival was Jesus speaking at? The festival of tabernacles. It was during the time that Jesus was being hunted by the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They wanted to capture him and take him and crucify him. Because he spoke of being the Messiah. The promised one that the people were looking for. That this festival pointed to. John 7:39 continues. Jesus said this about his spirit. Those who believed in Jesus were going to receive the Spirit, for the Spirit had not yet been received because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Jesus had not yet been crucified. He had not yet risen. Jesus knows exactly what we need, when we need it, and who needs it. And that's the Holy Spirit. Jesus made this statement on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, during which he was being sought to be caught, charged, and crucified. He also spoke these words in fulfillment of the words of Isaiah, the prophet of God, recorded in Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. Wow. The disciples are sitting up in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. And Jesus says, wait for it. Wait for it. Don't go anywhere. Wait for it. And the blessing of my spirit will come upon you. And what happens? The spirit comes upon them with tongues of fire. And Peter preaches that day, and what happens? 3,000 people come to the Lord that day. And they believe in Jesus the Messiah. Jesus starts to pour his water on the thirsty ground of the people. And they drink it up. The last day of the Feast of Tabernacles is known as Hoshana Rabbah, or Day of the Great Hosanna. It is the day when God's people pray for rain for the land and salvation through God's coming Messiah. The translation of Great Hosanna is what? Save now. Deliver us. What Jesus was declaring on that final day when he stood up and spoke to the thirsty was this. Look unto me. I am the Great Hosanna. I am the one who will deliver you. I am the one who saves you. Do we hear his words? Do we believe his words? The disciples on the day of Pentecost sat in the upper room, and the prophecy was fulfilled. The Spirit came down upon them in fire. Living water came down and has come down on all who believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation. Upon the Lord Jesus Christ to be their Lord. Are we thankful for what the Lord God has done? What the Lord God has made possible through Jesus Christ our Lord? See, there is a ritual. Two rituals that the people performed on that Feast of Tabernacles. One was the pouring of the water. Pouring of the water, pouring out of the Spirit on mankind so they might have peace and rest in this world. Are we walking in the Spirit? Are we listening to the Spirit? Are we resting in the Spirit of God? God spoke of the Israelites as a generation that constantly provoked him by going astray in their hearts and not following his ways. Before we enter into condemnation, we need to stop and reflect how easy it is to go our own way and go astray. As a result, God said that they would not enter his rest. Verse 11, Hebrews 3. They would not enter his rest because of their unbelief and their hardened hearts. This is an eternal reality, but also a present day reality. God's rest is not just about dying and going to heaven, but also about living in the fullness of God here today. It is about walking in his peace, his power, and his rest today, as these feasts picture and point at. Is it possible to live in the peace and rest of God today? Is it possible to have God's peace, have God's rest? Absolutely. As one believes, obeys, and follows Christ, as Caleb entered God's promised land, so can we enter a place of peace and rest. Numbers 14, 21 through 24. Yet as surely as I live and as the whole earth is filled with the Lord's glory, none of the men who have seen my glory and the signs I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tested me these 10 times and did not obey me will ever see the land I swore to give their fathers. None of those who have despised me will see it. But since my servant Caleb has a different spirit and has followed me completely, I will bring him into the land where he has gone, and his descendants will inherit it. Do I believe in Jesus Christ? Well, I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. His witness and testimony have been recorded, they've been testified to, and been given. What's stopping me from receiving him? Is it because I've hardened my heart? Has God hardened my heart because I refuse to respond, refuse to repent, refuse to acknowledge the truth of him that is clearly and visibly known? One can only really celebrate thanksgiving when truth is believed and truth is received. On the last day of the feast, Jesus said one more thing to the people. On the last day of the feast, Jesus said one more thing to the people. He stood up amongst them before being arrested and crucified, as he told them that he would. And during the festival of lights, he said this: I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Pilgrims would come from all over Jerusalem, all over Israel, with torches for the feast. They would bring their torches into the temple and they would celebrate in thankfulness two things. One, to God for the sun he provided for the harvest they enjoy. And two, recognizing God as the true light and the one who would give them the true light of life in the Messiah to come. Jesus declares, I am the light of life you have been waiting for. Jesus is the light of life you need and have been looking for. Receive him this day. Believe in him this day. Thank God the Father for sending the Son to give his life so that we might have life, peace, and rest in this age and the age to come. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Music team, come forward. Please keep your candles lit and stand together as we sing.